The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Start the day, the Torah way, Northwest London. It's Test Tammuz Tov Shin Pei. It's Wednesday, 30th of June. I'm Rabbi Reuven Atlas. Halacha topic, but very, very much embedded in the Sedra. Good morning, Ala Yidden, B'chol Mekoyme Shehem. I would like to go straight to the end of the Parshiyos HaShavua with a Maisa that Atsas Bilom was indeed successful in being Machshel Klal Yisrael Bashitim. In Shittim is a Maisa Vayochel Ho'om Liznois El Benois Moav. Is Klal Yisrael, a number of Klal Yisrael, our Nichshel is the Benois Moav, the Shas Milchoma enticed in the Klal Yisrael to Znus and to be Oyveid Lebal Po'er. And in that sense, indeed, Atsas Bilom was very, very much Matzniach. The aftermath of the Maisa, the Niyaskaiti, is difficult to sort out. What exactly happened? Shteta Posuk, by Somed Yisrael Aval Pa'or, yeah, we just learnt, is that the Yisrael, some of them were indeed attached to Baal Pa'or, the Yicha Af Hashem by Yisrael, and there was a Yicha Af. Rashi says that was a Magefa. A Magefa affected Bnei Yisrael. That we're about to see from the ensuing psukim that Vayicha Af Hashem Bi Yisrael is not the same Yisrael who served the Baal Pa'or. Let's see ensuing psukim. So Moshe says, Hashem al Moshe, kaches roshei ha'om, take Dayonim, and the Dayonim should be Mavare, who were the Yidden who served Baal Pa'or, v'hoka oison Hashem neged Hashemesh. They should be killed and then hanged, neged Hashemesh. Rashi explains neged Hashemesh means in front of everybody, a really big public hanging spectacle. And that says a Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe, that's what should happen. The Yoshev Charoin Af Hashem Yisrael. So it's clear that the Oivdim of Baal Pa'or got a specific punishment of Misav Utlia, and the rest of Klal Yisrael, they were those who were Zocher to Charoin Af Hashem Yisrael. And state in Posuk, but by killing and hanging the Oivdim to Baal Pa'or, that would achieve the Yoshev Charon Af Hashem Yisrael, the Magefa would be removed from Klal Yisrael. That needs a biur. Exactly why is it that the killing and hanging the Oivdim to Baal Pa'or will remove the Magefa from Klal Yisrael? And B'chlal, we have to understand, why is there a Magefa on Klal Yisrael? I can understand there's going to be Oynish, Din B'cheshman V'Oynish, on those who serve the Baal Pa'or, but why B'chlal is there a Magefa on Klal Yisrael? And Ali they killing and being toile, those who Taka did serve the Baal Pa'or, that will be, says in Posuk, that will remove the Magefa from Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes ahead with Tzivoy Hashem. He says to the Shoftim, okay, Shoftim, there's 88,000 of you. Each one of you, Hirgu Ish Anoshov, recognize who were the Oivdim Baal Pa'or. Each one of you, Dayonim, kill the Oivdim Baal Pa'or, which comes to a cheshbon of 176,000. 176,000 people were killed and hanged because of Baal Pa'or. At the end of the Pasha, by Yamesim B'magefa, Abba of Esim Olef, 24,000 people died B'magefa. So there's two cheshbonos clearly, those who died because they were hanged, they were killed and hanged, and those who died, who, the rest of Klal Yisrael, 24,000 people died by Magefa. Let's just take a little, let's go a little, just a little bit further. It's understood in the episode in Torah. And then we'll start to be Mavair in Miat Hashem, the Sheikhos between Magefa and the hanging. I had another question as well. The aim coil is the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants these Yidden killed and hanged publicly. We don't usually do publicly. We're very much subscribers to Kavod HaMeis, even those who are to our Mises based in. But here there's an Indian of Le'en Kol, hang them up, Neged HaShemesh, let's make this really public. And who else was really public? Pinchas was really public. Why was Pinchas really public? Because Zimri was really, really public. With Cosby, who was really public. Zimri and Cosby then go ahead and do their mice, their specific individual mice's nus. Payar, Pinchas ben Olozo ben Amanakoyin. Pinchas sees, and we know exactly what he does, is Pinchas, the Yovoy Acha Ish Yisrael Ela Kuba, he spears them both. It's stated in Chazal, he speared them both, and they're so public, held them aloft on top of spear, parades them round the Machaneh. Mai, what's this inyan of the publicity of exactly what we're doing? State they say, Otsaha Magefa Ma'al B'nei Yisrael. And when Pinchas did that to Zimri the Cosby, that was achieved, Vate Otsar HaMagefa. The Magefa was withheld. Which Magefa was withheld? We already know that the killing of the 176,000 Oivdim was the Yoshev Harim Afashem Yisrael, succeeded in making in being Oitze the Magefa. And now we're learning that Pinchas killing Zimri is the Tayotzah HaMagefa Ma'al B'nei Yisrael. Minor, but there must have been a second wave of Magefa. Lo'aleinu Rachman, it's not, no second waves, please. But a second wave of Magefa was came about on account of Zimri the Cosby. And what Pinchas did was ma'atzer that second wave Magefa. How many people died in total in the Magefa? From Yidden, nothing to do with the Oyden, the Baal Pa'ur, but from Yidden, the Magefa, 24,000. To sort out why all this publicity, what's the link between the Oivdim and then Magefa, and then Zimri and then Magefa, and then killing the Oivdim at Zirus Magefa, and then Pinchas killing Zimri at Zirus Magefa. What's the Mahalach? What's the Yesoid Halachti? Machshavti, what's the Yesoid in the dynamics of these episodes? I'd like to share with you a meridika chovas alavavis. It's the chovas alavavis says like this. It says umehem. He's talking about cheshbon nefesh, and he talks about the mitzvah of toichacha. Umehem. Chovas atzivui al maisa hatoiv v'hazora al minara. There's a chovas tzivui that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in his Torah was legislated hochiach to hochiach atam isecha, that we have to give tzivui to others about maisa toiv, gotta zachen tzaton, v'hazora minara, and don't do that. We are mechuyov in tzivui al maisa hatoiv v'hazora ra. There's the chayvus and the vavus, dvorim which are lachayra nifloim moid moid. The chayovim onu lahazir mimaisa hara b'shloisha dvorim. It's incumbent upon us to warn other people not to do a maisa ra b'shloisha dvorim. There's three ways incumbent upon us to fulfill this mitzvah of Hochiach Toichiach Asam Yisecho, and they're in descending order of first, do number one, if not number two, if not number three. What's the first way to be Mekayim and the best way to be Mekayim? The mitzvah hochiach to hochiach es am Yisecho. Tis the chovos and levavos ha'echo. Number one, the pshisa sayod. You have to do an action. You have to be poshet yad. You can't just sit there when you see somebody doing an aveira. You can't just speak up when you see somebody doing an aveira. But you have to be poshet yad. You've got to get involved. Look, there's a fist. You've got to start getting involved physically. Kederech she'osa Pinchas b'pasha Zimri v'Kosbi. Just like Pinchas did in the pasha of Zimri v'Kosbi. In the parsha of Zimri v'Kosbi, stating Chovos and Levavos, that Pinchas did was Mekayim the mitzvah of Hochiach Tochiach es Amisecha. Good story, Chiyun. I'm in full agreement with the Chovos and Levavos that the Zimri is never, ever, ever going to do it again. But is that the mitzvah of Hochiach Tochiach es Amisecha? Yeah, you'll achieve the ultimate. That fellow will never do it again if you kill him. But the chayra, the mitzvah of chiyas chesam isecha, is to be machria a person the tzad schus by bringing back within the those who can be described as being well alive and being the kayim Torah mitzvahs. What does the chayvus levavos mean? To use Pinchas' act against Zimri v'Kosbi as a marshal of the best way to do toichocha. Haflo fele. The chayvus levavos continues. V'hasheni, the second way to fulfill the mitzvah of toichocha, is limchos b'dvorim. Do toichocha with words. K'mosh ala mish rabbeinu v'shon l'rosha. Lo nosaka reyacha. It's meduyuk, that one of the cleverest ways to fulfill the mitzvah of Teichacha is to ask a question. Don't say, don't do that, but why are you doing that? But often asking people for an explanation of what's going on is a very successful way of making the mitzvah of Teichacha. Vahashlishi, and the third way, if you can't manage to do it with an act, you can't manage to do it with words or even write into the tribune. Vahashlishi. You have to do the machor in your own heart. David HaMelech writes, and the Chovos and Levavos understands by David HaMelech contemplating that emotion of Sonesi Kahal Mereim, he fulfills the mitzvah of Teichacha. That needs a biur as well. How are you mechiach yenam by, oh, in my heart, sonesi kahal mireim. What's my emotional reaction to what I've just seen? What has that got to silent emotional reaction to that which I've seen? How does that, is that mechiach yenam who's just started, done something which I didn't really, really want to see? What's pshatin chovos levavos? I'd like to add another question. Is Rabbi Akiva says in the Gemara in Erchin, Tomea Ani, I would be astonished. In Yesh Badoa Hazer, if there's anybody in my generation, says Rabbi Akiva, who can be Makhuz Yochel Hochiach, who's able to fulfill the mitzvah of Hochiach Techechtecha Mitzvecho. I once heard from an officer, as well as I Gazund Vashtak, the Mashkiach, that he once said in a Shabbos, I think it was Shabbos just before Slichos and Gates and Kodol, he once said that, as we know, the Chofetz Chaim described Loshon HaNishol, but he described certain mitzvahs or meis mitzvah, like Loshon Hara was B'doi Roy, and Ratzio described the Mekoyos Rebbe Yekiva and the Gemara and Erchin, that the mitzvah Hochiyat HaChetam Mitzvah is a meis mitzvah. Is already in Shas, Rabbi Akiva says, I'd be astonished if anybody can fulfill this mitzvah today. Alderach HaMachshava, I need to understand that. We need to understand that. It's the Rabbeinu Shlomo who gave us Tariag mitzvahs, and we know our Pisorim that mitzvahs, the Shlemus HaMitzvahs, fulfilling all the mitzvahs, is Shlemus HaOdom, Tariag mitzvahs, Ramachivorim Shasar Gidim, corresponding to the Shlemus HaOdom. And it needs a hesper. How could there be a mitzvah in Torah, which kamat doesn't apply? You could ask also for mitzvahs tzuras pa'ores. That's gzeira, but without beis hamikdash, we're not on the darga to be able to fulfill these mitzvahs. Maybe that's the same answer for chiyach hamisecha. But l'chayra, one would expect that, but b'chol zman, unless it's a mitzvah punct tzuria ba'oretz, or we see in Torah it's a beis hamikdash mitzvah punct. How can it be that a mitzvah the kamat doesn't apply? Tariyah mitzvahs are for all zmanim, unless they're not. I'd like to explain that perhaps mitzvahs techiyach hamisecha does still apply, despite the fact that Rabbi Akiva says kamat nobody can do it. It's still applicable for everyone. And that's takamashim from chovus and avodos. If he is being magdir, three ways to do it. It's the chayre. It's a very active mitzvah. Mivdas Hashem. What is the mitzvah of hukiyat chesam itzecha? What's the biur in the chovus and avodos? Yeah. I was once zeicher to be standing on the side of Rechov Bar Ilan. One Shabbos morning after davening, the schus to be standing on Bar Ilan wasn't just for fun, because I was standing on by Bar Ilan. Bar Ilan was then, and still is, I believe, at certain times of the Shabbos Kodesh, a very, very busy road. The schus I had to be standing there that Shabbos when I was a bacher is because I was standing with Morena Harav and Boruch Horovitz. I was standing with him at the side of the road. Across the road, standing on the other side of the road, were other Yidden, and they were shouting to the passing by cars. They were shouting Bekoil Rom and Bekoilos and probably Brokim as well. They
Kol Halashon.
They were shouting as the cars were going by, and they were shouting at the people who were driving those cars, Shabbos, 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 with Regesh, with l'chayra, kavona, to be makayim the mitzvah of hoicheach tochiach hasam isecho. I mean, there's me trying hard to imagine that everybody driving cars down Bar Ilan was an Arab, but people have the other cheshbonos, there's a mitzvah door from hoicheach tochiach hasam isecho, and there they were shouting, Shabbos, Shabbos, with Baruch Horovitz. So Zygus turned to me, and he said to me, this is the best thing to do, it's not to shout, Shabbos, 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 but to say quietly to yourself as you're crossing the road, Shabbos, 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 quietly to oneself. And at the time, I didn't really understand. And unfortunately, I didn't even ask the Rav what he meant at the time. I didn't ask him what he meant. Yeah. I later had a kasha on the Yidna, and they were shouting Shabbos. Noniach, that there's a mitzvah chiyat chesam isach in this situation. And wouldn't it have been more apt for them to have shouted, Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat? Well, it's a good kasha, because if you need to get through to the people who are driving these cars, I'm sure they're more in tune with a Shabbat than they are with a Shabbos Kodesh. Yeah. And then I came across this Chovus HaLevavos that we've been looking at. And it's clear in the Chovus HaLevavos that there's something else going on with the mitzvah of Tochacha. Is the mitzvah of Tochacha l'cha'ora is can also be understood with a Rabbeinu Yonah. It's Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows. Rabbeinu Yonah says, he says, understanding all the mitzvahs is part of what we need to do in order to do teshuva, says Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Teshuva. We have to know the Maisa and Azivas Averos. We have to know what's a mitzvah, what's an Avera. And he says, V'acha sheyilmoid, and after he's learned, V'yoda ha-mitzvahs, U'mahim ha-averos, what are mitzvahs, what are Averos? Then, so sheyilmoid gunus ha-averos. He has to know how bad Averos are and the consequences. He has to know what's going to happen if you do an Avera, Cholila. Then he says, and then he can go Mochiach himself. Remembering all the punishment for this is that, and the punishment for this is that. And then he says two words, and he can then also rebuke others And this is all part of the context of this Rabbeinu Yonah. It's all part of one's own sensitivity and appreciation of Shmira Satoira, of Kiyom HaMitzvos, knowing the Onshin, the Yaseh Zulosoi, to Manechiach Yenem, is a chizuk for you yourself. That is a chelek of Hechiach Techiach Zami Secho. Is the Chodos of Avodah says, when Pinchas did what he did to Zimri Vakosbi, that was because there was a tremendous effect having witnessed such an Avera. By Pinchas witnessing such an Avera, there's an effect on Pinchas. Pinchas has to do the mitzvah of Teuchocha, not only to be Mochiach Zimri the Cosby, and in this situation, that chelek of Teuchocha doesn't even apply, because he had the mitzvah instead of Kanoim Pogim Boy of killing him. But the mitzvah of Teuchocha remains to counteract the effect of having witnessed the Avera for Pinchas, and for the whole of Klal Yisrael. When we see Averos, Rachmana Litzlon, it's not just a question of, oh, I've seen an Avera, I've got a mitzvah to put that Avarion right, we say in English, to tell him off, we say in Hamish, to tell him on, is I don't have a situation here where I have to tell him on, I have to look after the shock waves, both for myself having witnessed and for other Yidden also who might have witnessed. The mitzvah of Teuchiach comes also to mop up that ovdoin, that chesoroin, that hezek, which is accrued of because that avera was witnessed. And that's what the Chovos and Levavos means. You see somebody doing an Avera, the best thing you can do is do an act, because an act which opposes and counteracts the Avera which has been witnessed is the strongest Mochiach. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah means as well. If I want to be Mechavik, my own Torah mitzvah, my own sensitivity towards Averos, towards mitzvahs, I go and I tell other people about it. That's the best way to be machazik myself, as I learned when I came to London 25 years ago and started teaching Torah in school. It's the best way to sort myself out. It's try and help a little bit sort other people out. It's by being miyaseh zulosoi, a person is machazik himself. That's the yesoid, a din of the mitzvah of, the fantastic mitzvah of Teuchocha. With that, we can understand, for example, stating Shas, Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara in the Dorim, if you see somebody, Adam over Avera, the Eino Mechichoi, you don't tell him off, Nitfas Ba'avoino. The Gemara says, you will be chapped, you will have to suffer the same consequences as the person who did the Avera, because you weren't Mechiachim. And the simple understanding of the Gemara is, okay, you're not going to be Mechiachim, and therefore he's going to get a punishment. So your onus, the bittul mitzvah safei, is he'll also get his punishment as well. But the chayya, there's a tifa havon. Is the tifa havona is, when a person sees somebody doing an avera ve'eino mechicho, you are the avarian. Because that you are affected by what you have seen, and if you don't feel motivated to be Mochiach, that means that you lack, to the same extent as the Avarion, you lack that sensitivity towards that mitzvah of Avera, towards that Avera that you have witnessed. And therefore it's only correct mitzvahs for Avonai, because although you might not have done the Meister, but where are you holding? You're holding by that Avera, by not being Mochiachim. And that's meduyek fantastically in the Loshon of the Chinuch, in Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Sochiach, Sochiach, Reish Lamed Tes. He says if somebody's over this mitzvah and is not Mochiach, he's Mevatel Mitzvah Sasei, Oid, Shehu Mekath, Haroshoyim Shoisin Tein. He is one of the group, not just he'll get the same punishment, but he belongs in the same category as those who actually do it. because he has displayed his lack of hergesh, his lack of sensitivity towards this Indian. He's in the same group as the Rishoyim who actually do this. This is Al Derech, the fantastic Divrei Kodshei from the Sepornoi in the Sedra. That's the Mamash the Mahalach in the Sedra, which comes through the Sedra in the Maisa of Baal Pa'or and Pinchas. It's as soon as the Oivdim, the Baal Pa'or, were Oived, the Baal Pa'or, the Yitzomed Yisrael, the Baal Pa'or, the Yicha Af Hashem be Yisrael. There was Af Hashem be Yisrael. I got really confused with this pasuk once upon a time, because it's clear. The Yitzomed Yisrael at the Baal Pa'or is only the 24,000. And The Yitzomed Yisrael the Baal Pa'or, those who served the Klal Yisrael, served the Baal Pa'or, was the 176,000. The Yicha Af Hashem be Yisrael is a different Yisrael. That's the 24,000 who died in Megefa. And therefore, the pasuk is confusing because Yisrael, shtei pa'amim, but one Yisrael is this past chedek of Klal Yisrael, and the other Yisrael is a different chedek of Klal Yisrael, and in pasuk it's Yisrael. And the answer is because if when Yidden witnessed the 176,000 oivdim to Baal Pa'or, and they were not moicher, Klal Yisrael were not moicher, they are Loshon Achinuch. They are mamish them. Even though they weren't the oisim, but they're mamish them. They are part of the kas. Our oisim came, v'chinuchot gazot, to describe somebody who's roya veira v'eino moshichai. It's mamish the same Yisrael, even though the second v'yicha afar Yisrael didn't bepoil do the aveira. But it's mamish the same Yisrael. And that's why they had megefa. They had megefa because it was a situation of roya v'eino moshichai. And that's why the consequence was that Moshe Rabbeinu is told, kill them and hang them and make a big show of it. Make a big show, neged ha-shomesh, stating Sopono. Of us. Well, that's not usually the derech, that we don't make a big public demonstration of hanging corpses because they did aveiros. What's all this about? Because that had to happen. Because in order for Klal Yisrael to be zeicha to kapora, they had to look at these corpses. And they could have reacted in one or two ways. They could have said, oh, shame. Because remember, they were, in sensitivity terms, they were on their side because they weren't Moshiach them. They were them. So they could say, oh, how can you hang them? Oh, how can you hang them? And then publicly you're leaving them hanging there. And how can you do that? Oh, it's terrible. A terrible calamity has happened to these 176,000. But Yidden didn't. When the Yidden saw the consequences, these 176,000 were hanged, and they kept quiet. They just kept quiet. They didn't even have to applaud. They just kept quiet. With that, they were zeicha to their kapora, because they weren't moicha now for the hanging of the 176,000. They were nischaper for not having been moicha when the 176,000 served Baal Pa'or. Along comes Pinchas. Along comes Zimri the Cosby. Zimri the Cosby again do something very, very public. And everybody is transfixed. Everybody is caught in the headlights. Nobody moves. Nobody is Michael against the Nossi, against the Zimri, who's just doing what he's doing with the Cosby. Nobody's Michael. What a tavir on Klal Yisrael. Noch a magefa, it's clear for his mavur in Sedra. Noch a magefa. Why? Because Klal Yisrael weren't meicha. And Kol HaRoi, as Yisrael, Aveir of Eina Moshicha, Nitvas Vadvoino, his marriage Nichmas, Bechas, Oser Shoim. We've got a whole Klal Yisrael of Zimris, because they weren't meichiach. His Pinchas had to do what he had to do. His Nizka, his Roa Meis of a Nizka Halacha, Kanoim Poigin Boy, and he made it ever so public, held on a loft on spear, gory, yeah, but necessary, yeah, in order for Klal Yisrael to react. How could they have reacted? Ooh, it's enough to kill him. Why is he parading them? Why is he making such a big show of it? Okay, Kanoim Poigin Boy, but do it, but sneers. Fuck it. It's because had to do it with the publicity, with the oh look, in order to make sure that Klal Yisrael wouldn't react negatively. but they would react, oh, you see what happens? Nod, nod. You see what Pinchas did? And they don't nod their heads. They would agree by having, by seeing and not reacting negatively, but yes, reacting positively with a nod of the head. Therefore, again, then this chaper for the magefa, which they were chayev, because they were all Zimris, but now they're no longer Zimris because they're masking to what happened to Zimri alidei Pinchas. But he otzer hamagefa ma'al bnei Yisrael. That's the words of the Sapon at the end of Parshas Balak and the end of the beginning of Parshas Pinchas. And with that is mamash mavua, everything which is said in the Chovas of Levavos. It's the first way we do the mitzvah of Teichacha, is by if we can do a maisa. Because it's not only about looking after the vic, or looking after the avarian, it's also about looking after everybody and anybody who would be affected having seen and not been meichiach. We have to be meichiach ourselves on Mitzvah Aveira. Shabbos. When we cross the road quietly to ourselves, and if somebody has a havara and they are shomrei Shabbat, they should say to themselves, Shabbat. My havara is Shabbos. So I say to myself, Shabbos. And quietly to myself. That's mitzvah of tochacha to oneself, and quietly to anybody else who would be mushba by hearing somebody, a yid, quietly saying to himself, Shabbos Kodesh. Because the Vavos goes on to say the next madriga is bedvorim. And dvorim, if you can be mechiach bedvorim, that's absolutely fantastic. Rosh Olam Asakhe Reyecho. And if there are other people, and if it was a public Havera, and other people saw the Havera, heard the Havera, then made the Teichocha bedvorim, the Choyra, also has to have a public element. And the third level of if you can't do it for whatever reason, you're not zeichet to be mechiach with a maisa or bedvorim. What's this mechah b'leiv? How's that going to help the person who did the avera? Can he read your heart? No, he can't. But mechah b'leiv sonesi kahal mereim. As David the Melech says, we have to react when we see kahal mereim, when we see people doing the wrong thing. We can't just be passive. We have to inject ourselves with toichocha. That's the chilek from the mitzvah of chich, the sam secho, which is reflexive. And that lechora is for me has always been a chidush in the hagdora of mitzvah toichocha. And with that, I understand that mitzvah toichocha is well alive b'zman hazeh, despite the fact that Rebbe Kiva says tamei ani im yesh adish b'dor hazeh shiyochol oichiach. That means that klapi, that chilek of the mitzvah of chich sam secho, to actually relate and communicate with the avarian. Oh, we all know that is such a difficult mitzvah to do. And if Rebbe said, b'doyrei malachas kama v'kama, and the Chavanish talks about the fact that kamat, is there a mitzvah to teichocha klapi v'avarian v'zman hazeh? It takes so much sophistication to get that right, if and when it's applicable. But the other chelek of chotecha samitecha to counteract the hashbar to oneself and others who would like to witness the avera, that's chai v'kayom. That chelek of the mitzvah is done. I'd like to wish Allah Yidna b'kol mokom shehem a lovely, lovely, beautiful day. Mitzvah shen, a beautiful, lovely, lovely Shabbos aboneinu l'tova. Shul b'zuchem mitzvah shen kishus v'nechom. A good morning.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.